Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Tuesday, February 11th. From Capitol coverage, state lawmakers are advancing a bill to let more residents take their dogs to their favorite restaurants. KVNF's Scott Franz has more.
The bill would give restaurant owners the option to allow dogs on outdoor patios. Supporters say it will boost business, but there would be rules, including a leash requirement. Democrat Jesse Danielson is worried about the mix of dogs and diners.
People are either allergic or they really just don't want to see dogs there, or they're terrified of them, which are not uncommon.
A Senate Business Committee approved the bill on Monday, but the vote wasn't unanimous. The bill now heads to the Senate floor for more debate. I'm Scott Franz at the State Capitol.
Delta County is working on updates to its land use regulations. For KVNF News, Tammy Meck has the story.
Delta County Commissioners and the Delta County Planning Commission will host a joint work session at 4:30 p.m. Wednesday, February 12th at Hotchkiss Town Hall to discuss updating the county's land use code. The county recently contracted with Durango-based RPI Consulting to draft concept regulations. Delta County Community and Economic Director Elise Ackerman-Castleberry spoke with KVNF about the proposed changes.
The land use regulations encompass a couple of pieces. The one that most everybody is most familiar with is subdivision. So our subdivision regulations will become part of the new land use regulations. And then the second component is around land use. So we are looking at a simplified form of zoning that will help establish basic standards for different types of uses, provide some better guidance and clarity to landowners on what they can do with their property and how they go about getting approvals from the county for those uses.
Following passage of Colorado Senate Bill 181, giving local authorities more power to regulate oil and gas activities, last September, commissioners voted to repeal all regulations related to oil and gas activity from its land development regulations. KVNF asked Ackerman-Castleberry if rewriting those regulations is included in this process.
This document has a section reserved for future oil and gas regulations, but we do not have them written at this point in time. The commissioners decided that they want to see how the Senate Bill 181 rulemaking process with the state really shakes out and what they end up regulating at the state level. So we will follow up with evaluation of what our local regulations should address after we get a better sense of how the state's going to address their piece of the Senate Bill 181 requirements.
The draft concept plan and related documents are available at deltacountyplan.com. For KVNF News, I'm Tammy Meck.
From the Colorado News Connection, today, Denver hosts one of two public hearings on the Trump administration's plans to modify the National Environmental Policy Act, or NEPA. Critics warn that the proposal, which allows industry to conduct its own environmental reviews and limits public participation, would undo 50 years of federal environmental protections. Eric Galatis has the story.
The White House Council for Environmental Quality is holding one of just two hearings today in Denver on its plans to modify the National Environmental Policy Act, often called the Magna Carta of federal environmental laws. The proposal calls for narrowing the scope of projects falling under the law's jurisdiction and limiting public participation. Lou Carpenter with the National Wildlife Federation says the act is critical for giving local voices a chance to influence what happens to public lands and waterways.
Part of our democratic process, part of what we do here in the United States, involves transparent decision making and real evaluation of impacts. And I think that this act has provided us that for 50 years.
The act currently requires federal agencies to take a hard and serious look at environmental and public health impacts of major projects and to consider public input before giving a thumbs up. Carpenter says the new proposal would create loopholes to allow federal agencies to ignore public comments altogether. Proponents of the Trump plan claim the 50-year-old legislation has bogged down oil and gas development, prevents investment, and slows economic growth. Carpenter says public participation in evaluating projects proposed in South Park help protect waterways thriving with trout, elk, and other wildlife. He says protecting the Platte River headwaters has big downstream benefits through Nebraska and habitat along the Missouri and Mississippi rivers. Carpenter does not buy the argument that being cautious and careful is bad for business.
I'm sure there are some places where, you know, moving a little quicker might be okay, but it's hard for me to justify that when you have such big environmental and health impacts that could come from it.
The Trump administration's proposal would allow companies to conduct their own environmental reviews. It also eliminates all references to indirect effects of development, including downstream water pollution and cumulative impacts such as climate change. The public can comment on the proposal at the Denver hearing in Washington, D.C. on February 25th or online at nwf.org/NEPA. This is Eric Galatis reporting for the Colorado News Connection.
Delta and Mesa County Representative Matt Soper saw a bill he champions make it through a committee meeting on Monday. According to the Grand Junction Daily Sentinel, Soper thinks it should be a felony to tamper with or abuse a corpse. He introduced a bill that won preliminary approval in the Colorado House on Monday. The Republican, who represents most of Delta County and some of Mesa County, said there have been numerous cases around the region that prompted him to propose the new law, not the least of which was the scandal that rocked Montrose recently over the now-defunct Sunset Mesa Funeral Directors. That case began in 2018, when the FBI raided the funeral home, discovering that hundreds of families did not receive their actual loved ones' remains, in part because their body parts were being sold off without their knowledge. Under Soper's House Bill 1148, which requires a final House vote before heading to the Colorado Senate, anyone found guilty of tampering with a deceased human body could get a Class 6 felony, punishable by up to 18 months in jail and a $100,000 fine. Currently, that crime is only a Class 2 misdemeanor. And in other news from the state capitol, daylight savings time could be observed all year under a bill that's being considered in the Colorado Senate, according to the Daily Sentinel. As drafted, Senate Bill 105 would do away with standard time altogether, but its sponsor, Senator Ray Scott, Republican of Grand Junction, said he wants to tack an amendment onto it and send the question to the voters this fall. Scott said he's thinking about sending it to the ballot because of a resolution currently before the United States Congress that would make daylight savings year-round nationally. If that happens, Scott said he fears Coloradans wouldn't be able to choose to stay at standard time instead. And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Tuesday, February 11th. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.